All right, Larry Brooks, congratulations on the win. HEP, Ken Roczen, it's a great job. All of us in the media have been saying Ken has been the fastest guy with like kind of zero results.
Yep.
And tonight, there, he's on the box. He rode a great race.
No, he rode really good. I agree. I mean, this whole season he's been right there to win. We expected to win earlier, but just kind of bad luck, you know, first corner things, first lap things happening. And it obviously, you know, as good as all of us, it's a little bit of luck yeah. is involved in. And tonight, you know, it took till tonight to do it and hole shot and run away and solid 20 laps. So it was a good race tonight, and I was super proud of him.
Super drama-free, right? Just, dude, just cruising, those like, you know.
Best. Those are the best. That was a McGrath-type race, yeah. you know, hole yeah. shot, yeah. just kind of work the lead and win. And, yeah, he did it. He did it as good as Jeremy ever did.
Starts were really good today, and they've been good hit and miss this year, but did you do anything different or anything different to get these starts?
No, just went back to what the regular routine was, you know. Yeah. Didn't change anything if we had a bad start. Didn't change any thing with the routine, just went yeah. straight back to it, and then see what would happen in the next race, you know. And usually when you start chasing it is when you get lost. Yeah. So, you know, we just kind of kept the same program and kept doing the same thing, and it ended up being better for the main.
I've been around him a little bit up Mesquite, right? Training with him, working with him. But no, like, his attitude's been really good. Like, he's, and maybe he's just telling me that because I'm a media guy, but like, he's never been frustrated or down. He knows his speed since Anaheim 1 has been good. Yeah. Results have been shitty for different reasons, but it seems like he's had a really positive attitude.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, when we started working together, you know, I always heard horror stories about Ken Roczen. I haven't seen him, you know, and I don't know if it's because this team, we work really hard and try to improve the bike and work with him and try to help him be better and stuff like that, or what it is. But I haven't seen anything horror about Ken Roczen. And, you know, he's got a super positive attitude, really enjoys the team, really enjoys the bike. And yeah, you don't run across that often. When you do, you need to be happy about it.
We were talking one day up there, and he told me, when I like my bike, I never touch it. And I go, I don't know, man. When you're at Honda, like, you're on a factory Honda and you changed everything, I just rolled my eyes at that.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, if Honda can't make you – and he goes, I know. Yeah. But now my bike is good, and I don't touch it. And then Peyton, his guy, is like, he doesn't touch it. And so I guess we're here. He loves the Suzuki. Yeah. He doesn't touch it.
I mean, I don't know if it's a Suzuki or the setup that we have or what it is, because I don't know anything about Honda. But, you know, he put a little more fork oil in this week, just like tiny little changes, but nothing crazy at the race. Like, we never pull the forks off, knock on wood, and we haven't even turned any clicks. So, when he's happy, he just leaves it and rides it. And he changes his style, which is what we hope from a rider.
Yeah, he's an impressive individual as far as the, you know, we were kind of talking this week on one of my shows. We felt like if anybody could run with Jed, if he needs to dig deep and run with some dude that's the next wonder kid, it's Ken, right? Like, I think there's something admirable about that.
No, I mean, Ken's proved it, you know, over the years that he's that guy, you know. And you know, he's a little older now, but to me that doesn't matter. It just makes him smarter, you know, and more experienced. And you know, the way he rode today, and he did an awesome job. So, I mean, I don't see a problem with him racing with Jet, you know. Jet's just young and spry, and Ken's, you know, more experienced and more of a man. So it should be a good season with this, you know, what is it, 14, 13 more races?
Yeah. I think it's funny, last year he won, and we were all, I think it was the win of the year. It was amazing. He's waving a Kickstarter on the podium. You know, HEP wins, like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And now, you know, second year, PMG, you guys win the night, and we all kind of just shrug, like, oh, well, yeah, like, he's been fast, he should win, and now he wins, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I know you guys are all happy, but we're not, like, shocked, right?
No, I mean, honestly, we expect him to win, you know, because he proved last year that he could win, and, you know, he almost won after that, but it didn't quite work out. This year, it's like, we put a lot of work in on the off season, changed some things, and, you know, he's changed his attitude a lot, and the way he trains and rides, and, you know, his whole approach to racing, and we just expect to win now, you know. But that's Ken Roczen. He brings that out of us. So,
McElrath and Chiz, I guess, talk about their races a little bit. I just talked to Shane, and he got boat raced in that heat. Like, and then he said, "Yeah, I just knew I needed to pull my shit together." So he kind of did, right? And then I don't know about Chiz.
I mean, Chiz rode good. I mean, he always rides, you know.
He's Chiz.
He just chizzes. And Shane, he got a good start, and they just, he forgot how to ride, kind of, you know, is the question I asked him. But, you know, he pulled it together in the main, did a lot better, and finished 14th. And, I mean, that is something to hold your head high at, because this field is super deep right now.
Yeah, it's funny. Last question for you. We had Carmichael on my show Monday, and we were talking about the series this year, and I'm like, Ricky, like, you could have started backwards and got third. And he agreed with me. He's like, yeah, third was a nightmare for me, but I knew I could get third. Well, we just saw Sexton get passed late in the race. I mean, he's dealing with a hand injury. Yeah. Jet could mark up to third. Like, it's the depth and the starting position is everything now.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, start's so important, you know, and just, you know, who is around you off the start, and, you know, the positioning in the first turn. There's so many things that dictate how the finish is, and you know, it depends. But the field is a top 10 field, you know. Holy crap, there's 10 guys that can win in the race. So, I mean, you have to understand that these guys are doing everything they can to win every week. And, you know, if you don't win one week, you just come back swinging harder the next.
I just don't want it to turn into Starcross, you know.
Starcross.
Starcross, where it's just, you know, oh, that guy's got the start, he's going to win. And that guy got seventh, and he's going to, you know what I mean? I don't like that so much. But
I don't think this will ever be like that. You know, there's too many fast guys. And if you're not holding the pace or you're not going the speed, they're going to come freaking trail you down, you know, make the pass on you. So, I mean, it's all about keeping the pace and getting good starts. And you have to have the complete package now.
Cool. Thanks, man.
All right. You're welcome.
Just two Mountain Dews for Brooks today.
Only two.